think section advice. Is he incapable of the intense religious experience which the ecstatic homo religiosus engages in? האם הוא יכול להגיע לידי הסלבוס והספיילוס ולידי קריאה מערב המעשה השם כולם בחוף מעסיסה? האם באפשרות איש הלכה לבוא לידי התרוממות הנפש כל אשתנותיו וחושב יתרגשו ויתגעגעו על כל חי? הפועם רגש של כמיהה והריגה לשם בנשמתו של איש הלכה. That does he have this yearning that pulsates within him? איש הלכה מוכשר וראוי להתמקה לך ביד עתיד נעדרה בקודש על כל צביונה ושכללה. ברם ההתלהבות הדעתית הכבירה באה אליו אחרי ההכרה. אחרי שרחש לו כבר ידיעה בעולם האידיאלי של הלכה, ובבעותו, its shadow, בעולם הריאלי. מתוך שחוויה זו באה אחרי ביקורת חריפה, I think in the more common usage of a bikurit in modern Hebrew, it means
criticism. Here it doesn't mean criticism, it means investigation, as in Ta'un bikur mimum dalad yamim.
Mitoch shechavaya zo ba'a acharei bikurit harifa v'histaklut amuka v'choderet harei hi gedola biyoter.
But it's also intuitive that the more easily accessible, the more easily attainable something is, the more superficial it is. And that's intuitive that there's a correlation between that.
If the religious experience is an outgrowth of this immersion in the ideal world of halacha, if it's generated by the by experiencing the truth, the depth, the profundity, the beauty of the ideal world of halacha. So that, as the Rav will go on to say, not only generates a deeper and more profound experience, but a more enduring one as well.
we're always looking for shortcuts. So the same way we now Instacart our groceries, we're looking to Instacart our religious experience as well. You know, go online and order it, you know, and have it delivered on your doorstep. How long does Instacart take? 30 minutes. And have it delivered 30 minutes later. So that's the modern mindset. Instacart really typifies the modern mindset, and we want that. No, so it's not so bad if you want that with a bottle of water. It's okay. It's okay, but when it sort of typifies one's approach to all areas of life, that's where the problem emerges. Even within Talmud Torah, even without the whole world of Ish Halacha, even within Talmud Torah, so we're very impatient. Element of Chazron HaNefesh that a person needs to make, that we need to make, is if a person finds himself within Talmud Torah gravitating more towards Machshava, and maybe within the Machshava, I don't know, to Chassidus or whatever it may be, more than to learning Gemara. So it could be, you know, there are different tipusim. There are Bali Halacha, there are Bali Hagoda, and it's entirely true that some people are Balei Agoda, and some people are Balei Halacha. Occasionally, not too often, there are people who are both. But it can also be because the geschmack that people get comes more quickly when they think they understand, I don't know, a passage from a Sefer Chassidus, than from learning a sugya in halacha, and they think they understand the chesed passage in Sefer Chassidus more than they understand, I don't know, a passage in Chiddush Reb Chaim. But if that's only true because one is looking to Instacart the appreciation for the depth of Torah, so then it's not basis for a conclusion that, you know, that's where my kochos lie. That may be true, but one can't really form that judgment too quickly. So I'm talking about 5 years before you take stock. But the Talmud shel Avraham Simon Bracha, 5 shanim, so then, okay, that tells you something. Again, it doesn't mean you don't take stock at all. I mean, if you're in the wrong shir, you know, wait 5 years to switch out. But even if you're in the right shir, so that the payers that you want are going to be there immediately. They're not going to be there immediately in terms of the fully mature and fully grown Paris. Mashallah, Adovadom, the Vizikai, Hosek, and the Schaot, Matematiot. בחוקי המכניקה, בחוקי התופעות החשמליות המגנטיות, אלקטרומגנטיק, בחוקי האור. הוא מצרף קו לקו, צו לצו, מספר למספר, מחשב חשבונות סבוכים וחמורים, difficult and complex equations, המתבטאים בכמויות מתמטיות אידיאליות שלכאורה אין בהן כלום משירת העולם החי ומהוד הטבע הנהדר. נדמה לנו כאילו אין לכמויות הללו זיקה למציאות. מספרים אידיאליים, again, we experience in our everyday lives, we experience the world in a qualitative sense, right? You go outside and you feel cold, you feel hot. You see colors and you hear and you hear sounds and you taste the food, the drink, so it's all our daily lives all happen in the qualitative dimension, which is why nidme lanu that when when physics depicts what's happening in terms of equations in a quantitative way, nidme lanu keilo ein lekamuyot halalu זיקה למציאות. מספרים אידיאליים שאי אפשר לתפסם בחוש, מספרים המתבארים רק מתוך השיטה עצמה, מתוך הפונקציה, מסמלים את דמות ההוויה. However, האם אין הפיזיקאי בא לידי התלהבות על ידי פעולת ההכרה המכוונת כלפי העולם? He's not enraptured by the beauty of that quantitative understanding. Ha'im lo nehane Newton mitiferet ha'olam kishagila et chok ha'gravitatia or biyachad im Leibniz et midan ha'differential ha'integral. Right? They independently discovered calculus. Kav l'kav, tzav l'tzav, ze'er sham, nespar l'nespar. כמות לכמות, פונקציה לפונקציה, חוק פיזיקלי לחוק פיזיקלי, מתוך שיצירתו של איש המדע בוקע ועולה, עולה מסודר, קבוע ומואר, enlightened, מוטבע בחותמו של השכל היוצר, של הדעת הטהורה ושל ההכרה הזכה. מתוך הסדריות והחוקיות, אנו שומעים שירה חדשה. So it's not only when the person, I don't know, experiences the warmth of the sun, or the beauty of the red sun as it's setting, that inspires shira. But that understanding of the complex laws of nature, that's an even deeper experience which emits Shira. מתוך הסדויות והחוקיות אנו שומעים שירה חדשה, שירת היצור ליוצר, שירת בריאה לבורא. לא רק תחושת האור האיכותית, right? Not just the qualitative feeling, sensation of light, על שלל צבעיה ושיבולת גווניה שרה על הקדוש ברוך הוא, אלא גם גלי האור הכמותיים. The waves of light. פרי הכרתו של איש הדעת. לא רק העולם האיכותי אומר שירה, אלא גם העולם הכמותי. מתוך תוכם של החוקים עולה בריאה יותר נשגבה ומפוארת מיצירות ליאונרדו דה וינצ'י או מייקלאנג'לו. אולי חסרים בחוויות הללו של איש הדעת הדינמיקה של האמוציה והרטט הנפשי של האיש האסתטי? אולי נטולות חוויות אלו אקסטטיה חיצונית, שחצנית, התלהבות, סליחית, בהם יש בהן עמקות יתרה והסתכלות בהירה. You don't have that sort of unbridled emotion. Because the hislavos is a hislavos which is an outgrowth of and therefore wedded to the discipline of understanding. But yesh behen amkut yetera v'estaklut behira. There's tremendous depth. Any porachat v'novelet, it doesn't flower and then quickly wither. K'chavaya ha-mevuseset rak al regesh satum shel hitgashrut ha-nefesh. Ain't he ava'it shotefet v'cholefet? It's not temporary, it's not passing, it's not transient. Parshata tzura v'lavasha tzura elekvua mutzeket. It's stable. And entrenched. But that's a little translation. Ba'alat partzuf u'ba'alut u'ba'alat diyukun tavua. Kenu gam ish halacha. Chavayato hadatit nigmeret u'b'shela. It matures kshehu makir et ha'olam al-yedei shofar et ha'halacha. Yeah, the shofar is a kind of a tube. So I wonder if the Rav uses that imagery, you know, the same imagery as a telescope. But halacha is one's telescope. Isha halacha lo yetze b'mcholot b'leil eskadosh chag. V'lo yizak b'tfilaso b'yamim hanora'im. Again, because the religious experience is a function of the intellectual understanding, so there's a discipline to it. It doesn't express itself in something which is uncontainable, that the person is screaming out. Aval ein uvda zo omeret ki einenu mitlahev al yedei kedushas hayom. The fact that one doesn't observe these outward expressions, that doesn't mean that there isn't, again, a tremendous hislavus engendered by the Kedushas Hayom. It doesn't mean that ein lo chavayat hadat hakabira, איש ההלכה המכיר את קידוש הזה היום, שעיצומו של יום מחפר, והיודע דיני הפסח, והלכוס קידוש הזה הלילה מחייבתו במצווס יסרס, בשירה, במצה, במורו, בסיפור יציאס מסיים וכולו, אינו משולל חוויה דתית עזה ואיתנה, on the contrary, חוויה זו באה אמנם על ידי הסתכלות קונטמפלטיבית, אבל אינה נופלת על ידי זה בערכה מחוויית איש הדת הכללי. צנועה היא חוויה זו. You look at the person, you don't, again, it's not, he's not, you don't see the outer expression. Snua hi chavaya zo. Balad boshes panim va'atzilut yitera aval chazaka kechol mish tzor. This description, you know, what was true of was true of the Rav in his personal life also. Outwardly, there were no indication that he was different than anyone else, that he lived on a different level than others. Because of this, and because of the extreme humility with which he carried himself and lived. The only thing you see, if you look at the pictures, you can look in the eyes, that's where you see it. That's where a person's eyes are a window to the soul. You see in the eyes that there's something different. I heard a story once that they asked her, at the time she was an old woman, she had grown up in Brisk, and they asked her what she remembered about Reb Chaim, and she answered, "Sein Egen." She remembered his eyes.
ובדרך כלל יש לגבור מסמרים, כי כל חוויה דתית המבוססת על הכרה מקיפה וידיעה עמוקה היא עקבית ואינטנסיבית ביותר ומתקיימת לאורך ימים. That's what we said before. That
you know, the deeper the foundation, the longer the building stands, and the more shallow the foundation, and Alachas Kamakamah, if there's not really any foundation, if it's just all on the surface, so then it doesn't stand, it doesn't endure. It's ikvit, intensivit biyoter, it mitkayemet orach yamim. Lefamim anu maharharim acharei hadatiyut, haba'a la'achara ha'akara. Sometimes we question, right? Mahar acharavu means to question, right? To be skeptical. So the Farkim, at times, when we talk about a religiosity which is predicated upon, and therefore only comes after understanding, isn't it a little pale? Isn't it a little bit too, hidden? So all these descriptions are correct. The outwardly, you don't see that much. It is hidden. But rather than these being symptomatic of something amiss, they're symptomatic of something very authentic. In his drushas, so that the Rav would explain, there it was, in the vein of drushas, but it reflected here what he's presenting in terms of the machshava, that Kedusha is associated with, the greater the Kedusha, the more hidden the place is. And the holiest place on earth, and therefore the holiest place in the universe, in all the galaxies, is the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So the Kodesh HaKadoshim is most hidden. And that's, again, that drasha, again, there he, again, said it as a drasha, and he darshan halacha, but it sort of reflects this machshava here, that Ein Lachanami, isn't it hidden? Yeah, but that's a siman bracha. That's a reflection of authenticity, not of something amiss. גם איש ההלכה אחרי שמשחרר את עולמו האידיאלי על ידי דיני משפטים חוקים גזרות סיוגים חומרים דקדוקים ופרטים איננו נשאר תקוע בפרט אלא מסיע את עצמו גם על הכלל על האידיאה של השלמות גם איש ההלכה שידע מלוכלכוס בשביל ושליה בדינים אין קץ ובהלכות אין מספר בונה השקפת עולם החובקת זרועות ההוויה. So, ההלכה certainly consists of details, many, many, many details, and each of which is vital. It's vital in terms of understanding halacha, it's obviously vital in terms of living al pi halacha. But halacha doesn't consist only of details. The moshel is like this. Let's say you have a tailor or a seamstress is going to sew a garment by hand. I don't know, maybe it's a suit, maybe it's a dress. You're going to sew a garment by hand. So on the one hand, there's, you know, he, she has to pay attention to every individual stitch. And there's, who knows, I don't know how many stitches, if you would sew a suit by hand, how many stitches are there? I don't know, tens of thousands? But obviously, if someone will, you know, then look at the tailor, at the seamstress, and think that he or she, you know, they have no capacity to think on a macro level. No, but then when you look at the suit, you look at the dress, you see that there was a vision, you see that there was a style, you see that maybe it expresses ideas about fashion. But that emerges from paying attention to the micro level. That's where the finished product, that's where that's how the suit or the dress emerges. That's what the Rebbe is saying is true in terms of understanding halacha as well. We learn and understand our achas kama v'kama practice on a micro level initially, but then it also comes together on a macro level. All of the, again, turning to the moshel, all of those single, individual, discrete stitches, and maybe at one point in the garment you have to use one type of stitch, and at another type in the garment you have to use a different kind of stitch, but then that all comes together, and there is an overall design. And you see that there was a vision that animated all the sewing. Gam ish halacha sheyadam luchachot b'shvir v'shilya v'dinim ein keitz v'halochos ein mispar v'oneh hashkafat olam hachovek et zraot ha'havaya ha'mahalach v'derech u'mafsik m'mishnosu v'omim anoy ilon zeh manoy nirzeh ha'rezim s'chay v'nafshel Hakara ba'a over lehitpailut, right? Over lasiyasam. Hakara, understanding, precedes the hispailus. Misha mitlahev kodim shehikir, v'kodim shesiyei mishnato, harizim eskai v'nafsha. Slilei, intellectual love of God. Slilei merachafim kan, hover here. You hear the tones, the chords of intellectual love of God. V'kama yafehu ha'heid, the echo shal tzlilem eila, these chords, these notes, k'shadam nechsaf l'kel chai, v'lo le'etzem ein sofi, shemadbea ha'echrechiyot tavua alav. Right, that last line is like Foucault, Aristotle's mistaken conception of Hashem. Gam ha'gisha le'elokim, mitkayemet al yedei halacha. Barishona, ish halacha makir et elokim al yedei torasa. Al yedei amitiyut hakarat halacha. Through the truth of halachic understanding. Yesh emet v'halacha, yesh torata hakara ha-hilchatit, yesh machshava hilchotit, ha-aruka me'eretz midah, yeshlan midot epistemologiyot v'halacha, yesh chokhmat ha-torah ha-rochava min yam. If you look in the English translation here, he skipped one of the phrases. He didn't translate one of the phrases here. V'chol elu mushrashot b'rtzono shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu noten hadat. What the Rav is suggesting here is, just as when people look into the natural physical world and again, the Rambam describes this not in terms of finding a Kodesh Baruch Hu that way, but in terms of inspiring Ahava and Yira, but others operate with this again, not only in terms of the inspiring Ahava and Yira, but finding HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the extraordinary physical Bria, through the fact that the remarkable combination of the two dimensions of the Bria, again, the quantitative and the qualitative that the Rav speaks about so much. And they see in that reflections of the Borei Olam. So the Rav says, once a person recognizes that halacha is also, that's what halacha is also. Halacha is analogous. Again, it's not a physical world. It's a world of ideas, but in the domain, in the dimension of world of ideas, one encounters that same chochma elokis hameida. The Chochma Elokis in the Torah, Hameida Al Nosein HaTorah, the same way one sees the Chochma Elokis in the physical world, Hameida al boi ha'olam. That's how this follows from the whole understanding of halacha that he puts forward. Question: what are the two phrases? Yesh Torah ha'hakara ha'hilchatit, and Yashnan midot epistemologiot b'halacha. I'm not sure, but I think it means as follows. Let's say if you would talk about the chveis, if you would use the phrase Toras Hamidos, so you would say it refers to moral philosophy or something. Now, that's the way you would translate Torah in that context. So Torah to Hakara, understanding, knowledge. So how is that different than the midot epistemologiot? So Kimenduma as follows. Now, let's say in science you can talk about two distinct ideas. You can talk about philosophy of science in the sense of what does it mean to What qualifies as a scientific theory? What do you say is some kind of superstitious, magical, non-rational idea, as opposed to something which is scientific theory, and maybe even accepted as scientific fact? That's one topic that the philosophy of science talks about. A different topic, which even those who don't necessarily know anything about philosophy of science talk about, is what's the scientific method? What methods, in the plural, do scientists employ to make their discoveries? So obviously, those are not unrelated topics, but they are clearly two different discussions. You know, what qualifies as scientific understanding? What qualifies as a scientific knowledge? Person thinks that, you know, as long as he wears his Yankees cap, the Yankees are going to win. So, was that a good scientific theory? It may turn out not to be true, but it was a good scientific theory in the first place. So no, maybe not only that it turns out not to be true, but it wasn't even a candidate for to be a scientific interpretation. So the analog to philosophy of science, perhaps, in what the Rav's talking about is Yesh Torata HaKara Hilchatit. What does it mean to know? What does it mean to understand? And then Yeshnan Midot Epistemologiot, that's the analog to scientific method. How does one understand? How does one arrive at halachic understanding? Ein zu gisha shimushit musavit kama zo shel Kant ve Herman Cohen, ela iunit unormativit. Me olam ha-ideali, sheha-yitzira ve-ha-norma mitmazgot bo, ha-adam nigash al-alkim. Einen Zwischen der Ossos und Mosem am Metzias Hashem, ke halo etzam halacha me'ida al yotza. That's what we discussed before. Amnam kayamet valacha gam ha-gisha ha-ma'asit le'lukim, ha-yidakim ha-mitzvahs ba'ofen mamashi, avul gisha zon negraret acharei ha-gisha ha-rishana. Hazika ha-ikarit le'lukim hi ha-yachas ha-iyuni normativi ideali ha-sholeg ben elukim v'isha halacha. Okay, we'll stop here.